We're celebrating today generosity. Hallelujah. Above and Beyond was a few weeks ago. We did that. Now we're moving on. We're into a whole new zone now called Open House. And Grant and Brad and Aaron started us down that journey last Sunday. One of the texts that we were looking at one of the locations was this Matthew chapter 5, these words of Jesus. You're the light of the world. You're a city on a hill. And looking at the Message version of that incredible text of Jesus from Eugene Peterson, Matthew 5, 13 to 16 says this. Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. Yes. Isn't that beautiful? Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. Why? So that as we open up to others, we give others the opportunity to open up to God. And that's what this Above and Beyond season has been all about. And that's what moving into open house season has been all about. But I don't want us to forget that God's doing a miracle through Above and Beyond. And I want to share some of that with you today. The scripture said it's better to give than to receive. I know we always say that, but a lot of us don't really believe it fully yet. But it's better, the scripture says, to give than to receive. And we've been able to do some extraordinary giving in the past 5 days. All across Atlanta and with organizations across the world, we've been able to share your Above and Beyond giving. And it's been so incredible. I didn't personally get to go and connect with any of the partners, but I've seen the videos and I wanted you to see the videos because I wanted all of us to share in the celebration of the miracle of Above and Beyond. And so we're gonna get to see a little bit of that today, and you're gonna get to celebrate some of that today. In fact, all through the gathering today, there's gonna be a lot of celebration points. So I hope you're up for it, and I hope you don't get tired of celebrating the miracle of what God has done. So we're going to pop into this first video. You'll get to see a couple of the organizations that you have been a part of through your generosity in the past few weeks. Let's take a look and let's celebrate together.
Well, hey, Passion City Church, I'm on with the team, some of the team with God Behind Bars. So I'm just saying on behalf of Passion City Church, people at Passion City Church, we're giving you a gift today of $100,000.
Wow. Dang. Amazing. Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Seriously.
Thanks so much.
That's huge. We out of faith have said yes to doubling our impact this year across the country and bringing the gospel behind bars and reaching those that the world calls the least of these.
Over 98,000 men and women have decided to follow Jesus through this app. So it's amazing. I'm shook. I don't even have words. Thank you so much, Passion City.
Well, hey, church, we're coming to you from Clarkston, Georgia right now, just 10 miles away from our 515 location at Ethne Health. And so we are so excited to partner with you guys. And on behalf of the people of Passion City Church, I'm excited today to give you a gift from Passion City Church for $200,000.
Wow. Wow, Grant!
Thank you so much.
Hey, Passion City Church, we are here at Maynard Jackson High School, and I'm with the Elevate Atlanta team, and they're part of the day in and day out of this high school, investing in the lives of students. On behalf of the people of Passion City Church, I have a gift for you guys, and it's $50,000.
Wow. Right.
To Elevate Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
We're here at Faith Bridge Foster Care up in Alpharetta, and the reason why Passion City Church wants to partner so much with you guys is because you believe the local church is the solution to this crisis. So coming around foster families and foster kids through the vehicle of the local church is right up our alley, it's up your alley. So on behalf of the people of Passion City Church, we have a gift through our Above and Beyond funds of $100,000 for you guys. We want it to activate your dreams, your vision, and to see more kids impacted.
Most of the children that come through Faith Bridge, they've never met Jesus. Of those 1,900 kids that we've served in our first 15 years, there have been 650,000 nights that those children have lived in loving Christian homes.
Wow.
Those 650,000 nights of praying to Jesus would have never happened if it weren't for the church wrapping a community of care. And I will never be able to say thank you enough for this. Yeah.
That's just the beginning today, and what an amazing opportunity. Some of you are already asking, why are the amounts different for some of the organizations? A couple of reasons. Several of our partners that we are partnering with through Above and Beyond, we've already been partnering with throughout the year. So this isn't the only gift that we're giving to their organization this year. And then with all the organizations, we've assessed what their current needs are, what their capacity is, what their needs are, what their current projects are, and trying to give gifts that match their capacity and the projects that they're working on. And so there's no preference to one organization or the other. It's just stewarding the funds in the right way with each of the partners. And so what a privilege to do that. And I just want to say thank you if you're a part of that. And I know that Above and Beyond is a season and it's going to continue to go on. But I'm happy to say to you and share with you today that as of this moment, our house has given to Above and Beyond $4+ million has been given into Above and Beyond. And nobody gave $1 million, nobody gave $500,000, nobody gave $250,000. It's a lot of us just saying yes to Jesus and saying, this is what God is asking me to do. And there are very few people in our house who could do all the gifts that we're gonna celebrate today. But together, we can do all the gifts that we're going to celebrate today. And that's the power of the Above and Beyond. And I was thinking about this last few weeks, obviously watching the Artemis try to get off the launch pad, which it didn't. But I was thinking, of course, about rockets. And Shane, our resident former astronaut, was at Trilith earlier today. And I checked my math with him. But there was something that you would celebrate in a shuttle launch called MECO. And MECO would happen 8 minutes and 30 seconds into flight. And at 8 minutes and 30 seconds for the shuttle, it's a little longer for the Dragon, the Crew Dragon rocket. But at that moment, MECO would be called on the radio, and it stands for main engine cutoff. In other words, at 8.5 minutes into flight, the booster rockets and the thrust of their power has done the sufficient work needed to set the capsule on its flight into orbit. It's escaped the power of gravity, and now it is on its way into the Above and Beyond. And as soon as we got to this week where we were able to step into the stories of these partners, I want to say congratulations to you today, because whatever you invested into Above and Beyond giving is now in the Above and Beyond. We've hit main engine cutoff, and your gift is now outside of the bounds of gravity, and it is on its journey into eternity. And of that $4+ million that's been given to date, and I know that number is going to grow significantly in the months to come, but it allowed us to fund 100% of the gifts we wanted to give to our 21 partners. And as of today, $2 million has left Passion City Church and is in the Above and Beyond. Oh, come on, people. This is amazing. This is amazing. In just a few short weeks, $2 million is now outside of the bounds of gravity and is in the Above and Beyond of eternity.
Yeah.
And it will never be stopped by the powers of earth. And it will do more than any of us could ever dream or imagine. Let's take a look at a couple more stories, and then we have a few of our partners actually in the room here at Cumberland today, and we'll be able to make a few of the gifts as well.
Hey, Passion City Church, we're here with Friends of Refugees. This is at one of many places where they serve in Clarkston, Georgia. So just thank you so much for your work. Thank you for each of you as teachers for what you've done. We want to come alongside you. We want to know that you're seen, that you're loved by us. So on behalf of Passion City Church and its people, we want to give you guys a gift today of $50,000 to go. Yes. Yes, it's our pleasure.
All the thank yous.
Oh my goodness. Wow. Thanks in 8 different languages.
Just grateful for you and humbled to get to tell you that the people of Passion City Church want to get behind what you and so many others are doing to just help these organizations in our city. We'd like to give you a gift today of $200,000 to the Beloved Benefit.
As you know, the Beloved Benefit is an opportunity for us to bring all of Atlanta together. It emanates from Dr. King's notion of the Beloved Community, which was a community that didn't have any differences. It was a community where we all pulled one another up and we all understood that we are all God's children. And so thank you all for being a part of the Beloved Community, and thank you for your leadership and your gift.
Hey, Passion City Church, I get the privilege on your behalf of being at the First Care Women's Clinic, a part of COP Pregnancy Services, with some amazing people, nurses, volunteers, consultants. But from the people of Passion City Church, we're bringing you a gift today of $50,000.
Oh my God, that is the best.
Hey, we are right here standing at one of our Above and Beyond partners, City of Refuge. Their main campus is right across the street from where I'm standing, where they serve individuals and families that are experiencing crisis. And we're so blessed that we get to actually stand in the beyond of the City of Refuge today as they dedicate their newest facility. Every day you serve so many people that are hurting, and you guys are a refuge. On behalf of the people of Passion City Church, it is my honor to present this check of $100,000 to you guys today.
So great. And Grant is right here with a few of our partners at our Cumberland location to share our joy of being able to participate with what they're doing as well.
I love it. This is what a fun day at church. This is my friend Annalisa. Will you stand up? She's part of Mother's Advocacy Project. And this is our son and daughter right here, which is amazing. And they're an organization that supports single moms and children who have been through trauma. And I love it. Annalisa was telling me that several years ago, she went through this program and did so well that they ended up hiring you, which is amazing. She's part of our Cumberland family here. And in the not too distant future, Annalisa and her son and daughter will be getting baptized at Passion City Church, which is pretty awesome. So I am so honored and excited on behalf of the people of Passion City Church to give you this gift of $50,000. This is my friend Andrew Scott. He leads Operation Mobilization, which is an amazing missions organization, one of the largest missions organizations in the world. And I love that Andrew's a part of our house. We love what you're doing. And I love thinking about today as we give to Operation Mobilization. The funds are going from our house and are going to be distributed to help people all over the world that haven't been reached with the gospel. That's what Andrew and his team do. You do an amazing job at it. We believe in the mission God's given you and are honored to support you today. And on behalf of the people of Passion City Church, I'm excited today to offer you this gift of $100,000. And this is Benjamin Wills right here, who leads Peace Preparatory Academy, which is in the West Side, English Avenue. And amazing, it's amazing what's happening there through this school and in this community. And I love kind of what they're trying to do and what they are doing. They'll have their first graduating class in 2028. So they got seventh graders over there right now, which is amazing. Just this bright beacon of light shining from the West Side. But they're educating whole children, supporting whole families, and lifting, growing, strengthening entire communities, which is amazing. And so on behalf of Passion City Church, Benjamin, I'm excited to offer you this gift of $150,000.
$1,000.
Oh, come on, let's hear for these amazing organizations. Isn't it so powerful?
Yes.
You're like our family. We just prayed, Lord, what do you want us to do? And we were able to take this step, but that step that you took is being exponentially multiplied by the power of the family of God. This is church. I love it. This is what church is all about. It is keeping open house and being generous, not just with our finances, but with our lives. And I love it. Thank you guys for being here today. We're so grateful for each one of you. And for the mission, the vision that inspires you day by day to make the sacrifices that you make for the kingdom cause of Christ and for families. And I tell you, just for Shelly and me and our house, we respect you so much. And we are behind you 100% in what you're doing here in our city with women on the west side in one of the darkest parts of our city in some ways. You're shining as one of the brightest lights in our city. And we're so grateful for you. And Andrew, for what you're doing, it's just amazing. And there are people all through our house like this doing incredible things. I alluded a few weeks ago to an opportunity that was on the horizon for the gospel to be at work in a place in the world that most people would say that can't happen. And Andrew is a part of moments like that all the time, their organization, and things that he can't for security reasons talk about, but just reminding us again today that there are no closed countries to the Spirit of God. There's no place where God's Spirit cannot move. And to be a part of that and to know that our giving today is in the above and beyond is so powerful. When we release, we are moving with the kingdom of God. Yes. Can I just say that one more time? When we release, we're moving with the kingdom of God. God's kingdom is a kingdom of release. The earthly kingdom is a kingdom of clutching and holding and hoarding. But the kingdom of God is a kingdom of releasing. Even about Jesus, it said, even though he was God, that he didn't hold on to being God to the degree that he wasn't willing to empty himself and become God in flesh.
That's right.
He was showing us what the kingdom looks like. He was showing us kingdom release. And when release happens, provision happens. When release happens, miracles happen. When release happens, deliverance happens. Yeah. When release happens, salvation happens. So if you're looking for deliverance, if you're looking for salvation, if you're looking for provision, if you are looking for a miracle, then release, because this is the kingdom of God. And we're not gonna see a miracle by holding on, we're gonna see a miracle by letting go. And this is the story that's been in my heart all through this above and beyond season. And it's the story of Jochebed, Moses' mom. And Moses' mom had a decision to make. The Pharaoh had made an edict that all the boys born in Egypt were to be thrown into the Nile. He was afraid of the increasing population of the Israelites. But it says in Hebrews chapter 11, that chapter of great faith, that Moses' parents didn't fear the king's edict, and they did not put their child in the river or allow him to be taken and thrown into the river. They kept their son. And this is the story we see in Exodus chapter 2. Now, a man of the house of Levi married a Levite woman. Why is that important? Well, it's important to me today and for you because the Levites were worshipers. They served in the worship component of the house of God. They were literally, as it says in some places in the Old Testament, door holders in the house of God. And so out of their heart of worship and their devotion and faith in God, these two worshipers, they now enter the story. She becomes pregnant and gave birth to a son. And when she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. She waterproofed it. And then she placed the child in it and put it, the basket, among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister, that's Miriam, Moses' sister, stood at a distance to see what would happen. When Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the riverbank, she saw the basket among the reeds and sent her slave girl to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. "This is one of the Hebrew babies," she said. And then his sister, Miriam, asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" "Yes, go," she said. And the girl, Miriam, went and got the baby's mother, Jochebed. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you." Now, this is just, if you just want to check out right here, this is amazing release. I want to put the baby in a basket in the river. And God's going to turn the story around, and the Pharaoh's daughter is going to pay me to raise my own kid. This is the above and beyond. So the woman, Moses' mother, Jochebed, took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She released him for the second time. And the daughter named him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water." There are three things I want us to see in the story of release of Jochebed. The first one is this, that our lives, your life, escape the gravitational power of fallen earth when we release them into the sovereign current of God's plans. In other words, your life is either going to terminate in earth, or it is going to reach Miko and soar into eternity. And the deciding factor of that is going to be your willingness to release your life. Yes. The tendency of fallen humanity is to hold on. Yeah. But the power of the kingdom is to let go. Jesus said it this way. He said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life or hold on to it will lose it. But whoever loses their life for me will find it." See how easy it is, especially in this economy right now, where every single headline is inflation. Every headline is what's going wrong with the economy. And what does that make us do? It makes us fear. And it makes us also click on the link and read the article. And it makes us get nervous, and it makes us fret, and it makes us hoard, and it makes us hang on. It makes us want to be conservative. And maybe we do need to be fiscally responsible in certain seasons more than others. I'm not saying that we don't. I'm just saying that with all of the things that are coming at us, it's easy for us to say, "Well, I'm just going to keep what I've got and hold on to what I can." And God's saying, "Well, you can do that, but at the end of the day, all your stuff staying in earth." Yeah. And I want to give you the opportunity to get your stuff into the above and beyond, because this is God's kingdom purpose and plan. The second thing I want you to notice here is that to relinquish our treasure, whatever it is, to the river of God's sovereign ways doesn't cancel our desire, or shouldn't cancel our desire, to be strategically involved in participating in his plans. See, that's the longest point I've ever heard in a message, Louis. Can you just kind of shorten that down and simplify that a little bit? Yes, we're not simply just chunking our coins into the above and beyond giving and saying goodbye. That's not what Jochebed did. Yes, she took a big step and she put her son in the river, but her sister also got positioned where she could see the basket. Yeah. And the mom had already figured out how the bathing routine worked. And then she was nearby so that when the baby was discovered and when Pharaoh's daughter's heart was moved and when Miriam swooped in with her, maybe we should get a Hebrew woman to raise up the child, the mom wasn't in Cancun. And so we're not just plunking our coins in or just saying some prayer to God, well, I just want to worship you with my life. No, we're saying, I want to release, but I also want to stay strategically positioned in the flow of your river so I'm available for what you might want to do. In other words, we're not just giving to these organizations. We want to stay linked to these organizations. We're not just saying, here's some money. We're saying, what else do you need? So I'm hoping today that someone will go, wow, I hear about Peace Prep around here, but I don't know much about Peace Prep. I might go to the website today at Peace Prep and investigate what are these people doing? What do they need? And I'm going to start praying for them. I'm going to see if there are opportunities to come alongside them. I may be led of God to give more to them or to come and serve them in some way. Operation Mobilization, they have slots for people just like you with job skills just like your job skills. And maybe God's going to put on your heart to move and release and say, I'm available to go somewhere in the world as a technician or as a doctor or as a lawyer. If God can use me in that way to go through a door that I couldn't normally go through, I'm available. I'm going to go to the website. I'm going to see what they're about. I'm going to pray for them. Yeah. I'm not just dropping a dollar into the river. I want to strategically stay available to God's purpose and plan. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. And then the last thing, and this is so powerful, and I think everybody knows our heart and knows my heart and isn't going to freak out and think we're trying to put some kind of prosperity spin on this story today. But I'm just telling you, God is in the business of returning interest on what you release into his kingdom. Like, we don't give to get. No, we don't. We give because we've received. But God said, but when we give, we get. So our motivation isn't what are we going to get out of this. Our motivation is what we've already received from God. But trust me, you're going to get something out of it. You're like, well, that doesn't sound like Jesus. I don't know. I think I heard Jesus say, lay up for yourself treasure in heaven. Yeah. In other words, don't have this mentality of hoarding all your stuff on earth where it's going to be corrupted, could be stolen, could be lost in a catastrophe when you're going to pass away and it's going to be left behind. No, get your stuff into the above and beyond. And I believe, this is the third point, that when we release, we unleash kingdom return on investment. And that will be, I believe, one of the best things about heaven and one of the worst things about heaven. You're like, oh, how can that be? When I release, I unleash kingdom return on investment. Anybody know what ROI is? Some of you are like, no, I don't have any money. I don't invest any money. I'm poor. When you have some money and you invest some money, eventually you look at ROI. What is the return on the investment? In other words, if I put this in, what can I expect to get out? Everybody making a fiscal investment decision on earth is thinking about ROI. And I think about it when we give into the kingdom of God, not in sense of what number am I going to get back, but I know I'm getting an exponential part of the story of God working in earth and in eternity. And it's going to be the best part about heaven. Because you may have lived at median income all your days on earth, been middle class your whole life. And then you get to heaven and you're one of the richest people in eternity. You are just rolling in eternity because you released. And in the same way, you could be one of the richest people on earth. You were cruising in the upper 1% of the 1%. But somehow you were saved and you got into eternity and you were one of the poorest people in eternity. What a flip. Because you didn't release anything into the kingdom of God. And you left everything in the kingdom of earth. Heaven is not socialism. Everybody does not have an equal bank account. You have what you lay up for yourself. And you get a return on the investment that's...
Yeah, that's right. Come
on. And you're like, well, it's not like I have a big bank account in heaven. I have lives changed. I have stories I'm a part of. I have miracles that I invested in. I have people coming up to me and saying, thank you. For all of eternity, yes. And that's going to be based on our willingness to release. And I'm so grateful to be a part of a house that's releasing. We could have easily said, wow, we've got 4+ million. Here's all the things we can do at Passion City Church for ourselves. But for the first step of that, with the first half of that, we said, no, we just want to be an agency of the kingdom. To pass through, to touch lives, and to see God begin stories that can't be stopped on earth. Here's the last couple of stories, and then I'll bring us to a close.
Hey, I'm on with Joe Sumrall and Feruza, and these two represent an amazing organization, Illuminations, which is working to translate the Bible to all of the people in the world that don't have the Word of God in their heart language. So I just get to tell you today, on behalf of the people of Passion City, that we're giving you $200,000 to help continue the work which you're giving your life for.
Thank you, thank you, thank you to Passion City Church. I think about the 1,647 languages that haven't started yet, and we're gonna knock some of those off the list because of this generosity, so thank you.
Hey, Passion City Church, we're out here at Cheney Stadium. We're with FCA Atlanta right now, and they're about to use this field for a soccer league, urban soccer league, which is so exciting. They're using the vehicle of sports to get the message of Jesus to people, and that's unbelievable. On behalf of the people of Passion City Church, I just get to bring a gift. This is a gift of $50,000 to FCA Atlanta. That's it.
Hey, Passion City, we are at a Beacon of Hope, which is an unplanned pregnancy clinic right here in our city in Atlanta. And one thing that we love about a Beacon of Hope is that they are for saving the lives of the unborn. And another reason that we love you guys is that you have a mission of leading people into a relationship with Jesus Christ, which is amazing. We are so, so, so excited to be able to offer you guys a gift on behalf of the people of Passion City Church of $100,000.
Oh my gosh.
This.
I mean, what it's going to do for families in this community is tremendous. You're not only investing in this, the mom who's struggling in a major crisis in her baby and in that life, but for generations to come.
Yeah.
It's going to have an impact for generations to come.
Yes.
Wow.
Convoy of Hope, for those of you, if you don't know, are delivering relief and a response to any crisis or disaster that happens here in the U.S., like locally, or all over the world for that matter. They are often the first call when crisis strikes. And on behalf of the people of Passion City Church, I'm excited to tell you, you guys are going to be getting a gift of $100,000 for anything that you guys have coming up in the future.
Well, Dave, here's what I will say on behalf of the 31 million people that we were able to impact last year, from people from the Ukraine to Uvalde, because that's what Passion City is impacting. When the tanks rolled into Ukraine, hope rolled in because of the people of Passion City, because of the relationship we have, because of the connection we have. And so the difference that you're making, heaven's going to tell the story of what the Passion City Church family is doing. So on behalf of all those folks who can't be on this call, we want to say thank you.
Can we just give God some praise today for the ability to be a part of all these stories? So incredible. It's so awesome. What a privilege. You can stay standing if you are standing. Let's thank you, Jesus. But you know, today, as we just take this last turn home, it's not really all about partners and gifts. Although I just love standing in the miracle of that, especially in this economy. I mean, it's just remarkable. I'm not belittling the fact that some of you feel the financial sting. We have really great friends in this church that are feeling enormous financial pressure right now. But in spite of every headline, to see God open hearts and to see what God can do just like that. Yeah. But I really do believe with that, that God has a word for you today. And it is that word, release. And in this season, this fall season, a lot of release happens. Some of you have sent your kids off to school for the first time. And all of a sudden now you're looking around at other parents going, you didn't tell me. I'm trying to act cool. And but yeah, my kid just walked in that school over there and I didn't get to go in there. Some of you just sent a kid to high school. You're like, are you kidding me? We've cared for this child. And now we're sending them through that door. And God is just saying to you today, you did good. Now release them into to the current of the river of God. Yeah. But Louie, it might not be a straight line for them from here to the end of high school. It wasn't for you. Nope. Amen?
Yeah.
But God got you here.
Yes.
Some of you just said goodbye to a son or daughter going off to college. Either you dropped them off and got in the car and cried coming home, or they got in the car and drove off and you turned around and cried walking into the house. And you're like, I don't know, how is this gonna happen? They've lived in my house their entire life and now they're living in a dorm with other 18-year-olds with little supervision. And they're not calling. We got two texts.
Yeah.
And God is saying to you today, release.
Yeah.
You've done good. Let go. And know that they are not just being plunked in a river. They've been placed in a basket in the reeds, and God is at work. Oh, you're going to stay connected. Some of you are doing your very best to watch the basket. You're positioning yourself in their college town randomly. You're staying strategically positioned in the journey. But just release. You're like, Louie, it's scary at college. I know. Think about when you were there.
Yeah.
All the crazy things you did. But God's got you here now. Yeah. You're in the house of God today. And they're gonna be in the house of God. For some of you, it was a business deal that went sideways. For some of you, it was a plan you've been working on for years. For some of you, it's a loved one that you're caring for. And I just am encouraging you today, whatever you're carrying and whatever you're caring for, release it today.
Yeah.
Just release it into the current of a sovereign God today. Like, Louie, how can I do that? How can I just let go? How can I just trust God? You make it sound so easy standing up there. How can I just trust God? You can trust God today. I can trust God today because he put his son in the river.
Yeah.
He released so that provision could be made. So that a miracle could happen. So that deliverance could be yours. So that salvation could come.
Yeah.
He let go. You can trust him.
Yeah.
You can trust him. You can trust him. We're going to worship together, and it's about way more than just singing a song. It's about giving us the opportunity to say, I believe in you, God. I'm going to leave my basket by the reeds in the river. You know, it's amazing that Jochebed, she came down to the river to save her son. She did everything she could to save him. And she had no idea that God was going to use her son to save her. The baby in the basket, one chapter later, is being called on by God to be the agent of deliverance for the whole nation.
Yeah.
Including Jochebed. So I'm telling you today, whatever you release, it is coming back. Whatever you let go of, it's coming back in some form or fashion. And I want you to know today, you can count on the fact that the form or fashion it comes back in may not look exactly like you expect, but it's going to be better than you expect. It's going to be more than you expect. It's going to come when God's timing is perfect. Yes. And it's going to come in a way that you're going to go, I had no idea.